Internal, Sam's office, continuous, day one. Casey opens the door and walks in. Sam is sitting at his desk, absorbed in paperwork.
Hi.
Sam stays with his work.
Is this a bad time?
No.
Okay if I sit down?
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit over here. So listen, I know we don't know each other that well, and I guess you gotta start somewhere, and I thought since you seem to have some miles on you, which isn't to say that you're old, just that you seem to have a world weariness about you, or worldly wise, I suppose would be the more apt description. So here's the thing. Dana Whitaker and I have known each other ever since college, 15 years ago, and there's always been a certain amount of, heat, I guess. And it's not just me saying this. Others have commented on it. Right after college, though, I married Lisa, who was Dana's best friend at the time. And Lisa and I were married for 13 years, having just gotten divorced 14 months ago. Now, to further complicate matters, Dana and I shared a kiss just 2 weeks ago. And you'd think that that's where we'd be off to a nice and fresh start, but not so fast, because Dana's decided that since I married young and haven't experienced different women, that I have to date other people for 6 months before I can go out on a date with her, which will in some way help to ensure that our relationship, mine and Dana's, will start off on sturdier footing. Is that not the craziest thing you've ever heard?
I'm sorry?
Look, I know you like to pretend you're not listening when you really are.
That time I really wasn't.
Really?
Yeah.
I opened up to you a little bit.
If you say so. Like I said, I
wasn't... Do you mind if I ask why not?
Why not what?
Why weren't you listening?
It didn't sound like anything you were going to say had anything to do with this show, so I checked out pretty quick.
I see.
Anything else?
You know I write this show.
Yes?
Dan and I rewrite it.
Yes?
And then we perform it.
Yes?
We write it, and we're the on-air talent.
Yes?
And I come in here to discuss a personal problem.
Yeah?
There's such a thing as team morale, is all I'm saying.
Casey?
Yes?
Not that big on morale.
I can see.
Anything else?
No, I think I'll just see where this particular day takes me.
Okay.
Casey exits as we fade to black. End of Act 1.